This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, well, well. Conversations with WellSelf, your local primary health organisation, supporting and empowering local healthcare providers.
And today I'm joined by Nick Taylor. Nick is Integration Manager, Primary and Community Services for the new Dunedin Hospital. And we're here today to talk about the hospital and kind of its wider implications with the health network here in Ōtīpōti. Nice to have you with us, Nick. Thanks for coming in. Maybe we could start, Nick, with talking about the healthcare system in Dunedin.
Yeah, thanks for having me along, Jeff. I think in Dunedin we are really fortunate to have the system we've got. We have strong hospital, got close links with the likes of the medical and nursing schools for training and research. We've got a strong network of general practices, community pharmacies, and local organisations all working to support our communities. Now, that's not to say that system is perfect. And like every system, we do face challenges and pressures. But when we compare to some of the other centres around New Zealand and other countries, we've actually got a really solid foundation to build on. Something we know for sure, though, is most people don't actually want to end up in hospital if they can avoid it. And we know people tend to recover better at home or in the communities with the right support. However, historically, our system has been very hospital-centric. And while we need a high-functioning and efficient hospital, it is just one part of the wider system.
So let's look a bit wider. Let's talk about WellSouth. Who is WellSouth exactly?
Yeah, great question. WellSouth is what we are called a primary health organisation, or PHO for short. So we're a not-for-profit organisation funded by the government through Health New Zealand, focused on making sure people have access to primary care services south of the Waitaki River. This includes the likes of general practices, pharmacies, and a range of other community health providers. Essentially, the funding we pass through is what gives you a subsidised visit when you visit your local general practice. We do also employ a number of clinical and allied health workforce that are based in general practices and working in the community directly with patients. At the heart of it, we are here to enable people to stay well in their communities and avoid hospitalisation.
Okay, so how does the new Dunedin Hospital fit into that picture?
Yeah, so the construction of the new Dunedin Hospital gives us a once in a generation opportunity to rethink how healthcare is delivered across our region. The hospital, both the current one and the new one, will always be a vital safety net for people, and quite rightly so. But equally important is the work happening outside the hospital, such as proactive management of long-term conditions like diabetes, supporting people to stay well with things like immunisations, and helping them stay in their homes and communities for longer. That matters even more so now, because our population is growing in size and it's getting older, and generally speaking, with age comes increasing health needs and a reliance on support to remain living in one's own home. Now, primary care is just one cog in that bigger system, and it includes workforces such as GPs, nurse practitioners, nurses, clinical pharmacists, community pharmacists, physios, health improvement practitioners, health coaches, etc. And our goal is to support primary care and how it connects with the wider system so the whole system works more smoothly for patients.
And we've talked here on this spot with a number of people in those roles that you've just mentioned before. Now, Nick, what about your role? Where does that fit in with all of this?
Yeah, right now, me and my team, which includes GP advisor Jenny McDermott and our senior advisor Stuart Barson, are working with Health New Zealand to identify where services in Otago don't quite match what people need, and to look at proven ideas from elsewhere, both around New Zealand and overseas. So we're not necessarily looking for brand new ideas. Instead, we're asking what's already working well in other places and how can we adapt it here. We simply can't focus on all areas, so we are being very selective to ensure we will have a meaningful impact on helping to reduce demand on the hospital in the near future. By early next year, we hope to have a set of proposals ready to take to decision makers. And our aim is simple: strengthen the system, keep hospital beds available for those who truly need them, and support people earlier and closer to home.
Okay, Nick, well, I imagine our listeners might be asking, what does that actually mean for me living here in Ōtīpōti, Dunedin?
Absolutely. So over the next 5 years, leading up to when the new Dunedin Hospital fully opens, people will start to notice some real changes in how their care is delivered. And in fact, those changes are already happening right now. So for example, when the new outpatient building opening next year, that'll bring some impressive new digital tools. Things like appointment times will be known well in advance, better reminders of those appointments, and hopefully smoother communication for patients. The workforce is also changing. You'll see more nurse practitioners, nurse prescribers, health improvement practitioners and health coaches working alongside your GP. These roles are providing additional support for patients and form part of a wider care team to address their needs. And ideally, people will start to notice the flow of their care improves, as in the different parts of the system are talking to each other and things like the sharing of information required to make that experience better for the patient.
Yeah, Nick, so it does seem like primary care, or at least general practices, are changing.
Yeah, absolutely. It is certainly harder in some cases to see your usual GP these days, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of other options available in primary care. Nurse practitioners are highly skilled clinicians who can see patients for almost as many conditions as a general practitioner can. We've got nurse prescribers who can prescribe many different medications, which means you might be able to see a nurse for many of your repeat prescriptions. There's also things like free mental health support available through our Access and Choice program at a lot of general practices across our region. And while these expanded roles aren't available in all practices, our general practice teams are definitely expanding and evolving, meaning that when there is pressure on GPs, there are potentially other healthcare professionals patients can see. This is just part of that evolution of primary care.
Okay, Nick. Well, it's hard, of course, to ignore the level of media attention that the number of beds at the new Dunedin Hospital has been getting. What's your view on all of that?
There has been a lot of negative press around the new Dunedin Hospital, especially about the bed numbers and the composition of those beds. And they are certainly very valid concerns, and I feel people's frustrations, and I think everybody involved in the system does. But behind the scenes, just know that there are dedicated people across the local health system planning carefully, so the hospital is supported by a strong network of providers working outside of the hospital, supporting each other to look after the community. We're all doing this work now, while there's still time, so that by the time the new hospital opens, the system has already started to deliver something bigger than just a new building for the people of Otago.
Okay, so to sum it up, you're saying that the new hospital's important, but the real opportunity here is to strengthen community care so fewer people need to actually go to hospital.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And if people are wanting a couple of things to take away, just know that the hospital will always be essential, but the real goal is a more balanced system, one that's built around what works best for the patient. Also, primary care is a crucial part of that system, with an evolving workforce that's expanding the options and support people can access in their own communities. And finally, the health system is already changing, and our focus is on supporting a shift to more care delivered in the community so people can get the care they need earlier and closer to home.
Thanks, Nick. We've been speaking with Nick Taylor, Integration Manager of Primary and Community Services for the new Dunedin Hospital with WellSouth. Hey, thanks so much, Nick, for joining us. All the very best for your continued work in this area.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, well, well. If you'd like to hear more conversations with the team at WellSouth, look for Well, Well, Well podcast from oar.org.nz or on your favourite podcast provider. We'll be back again in 4 weeks. Catch you then.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.